Attrition has taken a toll on the Anchorage police force. The city reports that since January 2009, line officers are down slightly more than 40 positions. But at the same time, Mayor Sullivan says he had little choice but to veto the assembly's initial funding for an early 2011 police academy.
It's not a question of having a police academy, it's when to hold the police academy. And really, it's kind of management's responsibility to make that determination.
Sullivan says he supports public safety, but any sizable increase in officer numbers has to fit within the city's total revenue prospects for 2011.
Having an academy has a secondary effect, and that is you bring new personnel on board. And we're looking at significant reductions next year in the city budget just to make it balance, probably $18 to $20 million. That's not a very good climate for adding personnel. In fact, what it generally leads to is probably a decline in personnel.
The mayor says he wants to buffer the budget impact on the police, but taking on 17 or so new officers is not prudent, at least not in early 2011.
Towards the end of the year, we will indeed be initiating academies.
The city's latest uniform crime report, also distributed at this week's press gathering, showed while robberies and aggravated assaults in 2009 had dropped from the previous year, most other crimes in Anchorage were up, including rape. Police Chief Mark Mew says, according to initial figures from this year, the department's anti-drug campaign is producing some reduction in other crime categories. Mew doesn't feel the department is short of officers.
Yes, I think we have an adequate force right now.
Mew says the number of officers on the street has actually increased recently, partially compensating for the police attrition in 2009.
It has more to do with the fact that all of our academies are out and those people are working. So on paper, we've had sometimes more bodies on paper, but as far as out working on the streets right now, we're still about as high as we've ever been.
The police academy proposal came from Assemblymember Paul Honeman, himself a retired Anchorage police officer. Honeman says he's disappointed by the mayor's veto and that the police department can expect to lose more officers. He agrees with the mayor that the next academy is a matter of timing. But the question of timing is the main reason why Honeman wants to hold an academy as soon as possible.
If we start this academy in the spring of 2011, let's just say February, 9 months later, at the earliest, and that's if everything goes on schedule, finally have one of the products to be able to help, you know, an officer who's certified and can actually go on their own to service calls in Anchorage.
He adds just recruiting for the academy takes about 6 months. Honeman also notes that with an average of only 15 to 17 recruits successfully completing the academy, it will take more than one to counter department officer reductions. He says past efforts at the lateral hiring of police officers from other areas has had only limited success. To override the mayor's veto, Honeman needs 8 assembly votes, and he's seeking public support.
Contact your assembly person. Contact them today. Don't wait. Ask them to override this veto. It's that important. It's a small amount of money.
At his press conference, the mayor said he expected the assembly will not override his veto. The next regular session of the Anchorage Assembly is Tuesday. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.